Now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm surprised Buck didn't want to come fishing with us today, Eugene.
As was I, but he insisted he had work to do on an important school assignment.
Well, he isn't missing much. Mm. The fish sure aren't biting.
Unlike the mosquitoes. Ooh. Mr. Whittaker, what's that?
What's what?
Well, it appears to be a bubble ring in the water. Curious.
What? Wooten! Sorry, Eugene. I told Penny I could scare you.
But he sure did. Even your eyebrows stood up on end.
What are you two doing here? Scuba diving in Trickle Lake?
Oh, it's a game we play. Who can find the most interesting thing underwater?
Wooten found a tricycle.
Yeah, but Penny found something pretty cool, too. Show him, Penny.
Ta-da! An antique camera.
Wow. May I see it?
Oh, sure.
Huh, interesting.
Oh, hey, Penny, maybe we could give it to Bradford for Christmas. He loves antiques.
It's covered with fish eggs.
Oh, bonus, he likes caviar, too.
It appears to be a digital camera, so certainly not an antique. I wonder if the memory card is still intact.
Are you saying there could still be pictures on it, Eugene?
Oh, it is conceivable.
Oh, I hope so. I'd win this round for sure, tricycle or no tricycle.
Yeah, but the camera looks like it's been underwater for years. Wouldn't the water have destroyed the memory card?
Not necessarily. They have no moving parts and can't short circuit.
We could dry it out and see if there are any photos on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Lex.
Yeah, we'll stop by Wits End later.
Then maybe we'll be able to return the pictures and the camera to their owner.
Greetings, Katrina. How was your day?
Fine, good.
Mm, clearly not completely fine nor good.
I got the mail today, and I found a returned letter. One that Buck must have mailed out.
Oh, a letter to whom?
Here, see for yourself.
Mr. Skint?
Why would Buck be contacting that man? After all the trouble he caused? After how he treated Buck?
I've no idea. As far as I was aware, the police were never able to find Mr. Skint to bring him to justice.
Well, Buck doesn't know where he is either. He wasn't at this address, apparently.
But it begs the question...
Why would he write to him in the first place?
You didn't open it?
I didn't feel it was my place. However, as your current caretaker, I feel compelled to remind you that Mr. Skint is a criminal.
I know. You probably want to know what I was writing to him about.
Well, I'm legitimately curious, of course. But if you feel that it is of a personal nature, then I will certainly acquiesce to your...
It was for a school project.
Oh, a school project.
I didn't tell you earlier because I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I have this genealogy report I need to do for social studies.
I see.
We're supposed to talk to our parents and grandparents about interesting things in our family's history, write a report on how our family has shaped us, and make a family tree. You know, stuff like that.
So, you sent this letter to Mr. Skint in the hopes that he has some pertinent information?
I know he has information. It's more about him telling it to me. And that starts by finding out where he is. That was an old address. I thought he might be there, but obviously not.
He's still wanted by the police, so I'm surmising he'll be difficult to locate.
Yeah, it was worth a try.
I could contact your teacher and explain your predicament. She'd likely adjust the assignment.
No, don't. I really don't like the idea of everyone knowing. Of anybody knowing.
I understand. Didn't Mr. Skint give you any indication of your past? Surely at some point he must...
His story was that he's my uncle. He said my mom disappeared, my dad died, and he took me in.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any other relatives.
Although you must admit Mr. Skint isn't exactly known as an honest man.
Maybe not. But he's all I've got.
There's no one else who might have any information about your family?
Well, there was a phone call.
Oh?
A couple years back.
From whom?
Some lady named Felicia Miller. I answered the phone and she told me her name. She said she was returning a call. I overheard bits and pieces of their conversation. It was about me. He kept mentioning my name and asking about my mother.
Interesting.
I checked the caller ID later. The call came from Millsburg, but no phone number.
Hmm. You know, Buck, Millsburg isn't far from here, a three-hour drive.
It's no use, Eugene. I've tried to find her, but nothing ever came up. I must have heard the name wrong or something.
But it's worth attempting again.
Honestly, it's not. I don't have parents. I know that. I just want to get this assignment done.
I wish I could do something, anything. Buck seems unfazed, but I'm sure it's more important to him than he's letting on.
The strangest thing, to have nothing, no history.
Indeed. I'd be happy to dig deeper. There are usually ways to find people, but it seems he doesn't want that.
It's easier not to hope at all, especially when you've been continually disappointed in the past.
Perhaps.
I went, hey, Gene!
Oh, greetings and salutations.
Were you able to get the photos off the camera with?
Well, some. I haven't looked through them yet. Have a seat at the counter. They're on my laptop here.
And I shall say my goodbyes.
See you
adios,
goodbye.
Farewell, adieu.
All right, let's see here. Here is the first one I recovered, okay?
Oh, hey, that's Wilbur's Waffle House. Best caramel banana French toast this side of the state line.
Oh, look, there's your barber shop.
Yeah, Floyd always gives me a lollipop even though I'm way over the age limit. Ooh, the comic book shop. I go there every Tuesday.
I don't think I've ever been inside any of these places.
Hey, it's the gum sculpture outside the airport.
The gum sculpture?
You've never seen it. It's a big pillar where people leave their gum. Over the years, it's become a beautiful kaleidoscope of colors and textures.
Yep, modern art at its slimiest.
Oh, this next photo looks like the inside of the public library.
Yeah, that's aisle 12, which holds both the soap carving section and the build-your-own spiral slide books. Well, one book, but it's a good one.
So why did someone take all these photos? There aren't any of people, just places.
And these certainly aren't typical tourist sites.
Right. There aren't any pictures of the mountains, the history museum, or the city hall, any of the historical monuments.
Well, that's true, Penny, but they got all the important stuff. Like, look, the merry-go-round at the zoo. And that's even a close-up of the giraffe. That's the one I always ride.
Every time.
Whoever took these photos has great taste. I'd like to meet him.
Well, could it possibly be you?
I doubt it. I've already met myself.
Right. This is so odd.
What is?
It's just that there's someone out there so much like you. I mean, I know you have a twin who looks like you, but this is someone who thinks like you.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to think that there's a spare me in case I lose myself.
Maybe we can find out who it is by looking at some of the other... Oh.
Error. File unreadable. What does that mean?
The photo must be corrupted. Error.
Putin, this is weird.
Huh?
And not just spinach in a smoothie kind of weird, really weird. Do you think someone's following you?
I wouldn't jump to any assumptions, Penny.
Well, what else could it be?
Well, we don't have enough information to know. Now, there are other photos on the card. Yeah, but they've been corrupted.
Well, is there anything we can do to, like, uncorrupt them?
Well, I have a data recovery program. I could run on it, although it'll take several hours.
Could you please try?
Of course.
Excuse us, Buck?
Oh, hey.
Did you happen to cut up one of Katrina's magazines?
Yes, my World Travel, the latest edition.
Oh. I'm really sorry. I didn't think to ask. I kind of needed it.
For what?
This is my family tree.
You're... But who are all these people?
Models in the magazine. Well, most of them. Grandpa here came from the frame you just bought, Miss Katrina.
But this isn't your real family.
I know, but I needed to finish a real assignment. So, I made up a family. Cousin Henry here actually looks a lot like me, don't you think?
Buck, do you actually have a cousin named Henry?
I might.
Buck.
Get your coat.
Why? Where are we going?
Millsburg, to meet Felicia Miller.
How'd you find her?
Well, I'm not certain that I have. which is why I didn't tell you earlier. But I've been doing some research and located a woman by the name of Felicia Miller who married and took on the surname Larson.
And she might know something about me. She might know my mom. She might be my mom.
Public records say she's in her 70s, so that's not likely.
She might be my grandmother.
I don't believe so. I spoke with her on the phone.
Did she remember me?
Actually, she said she never heard of you.
Oh.
But there was something in her voice that made me wonder if she was being entirely honest. And she still lives in Millsburg. It's worth investigating further.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something.
Now, Buck, I believe it prudent to think of this as just an unlikely possibility. Don't get your hopes up. This is a random name.
Overheard from a random phone call, yeah.
Precisely.
Don't worry, Eugene. No hopes here.
I don't like this, Wujin. I'm sure someone's following you, and it's not me this time.
Well, maybe it's just a strange coincidence.
Oh, maybe you should take one of those self-defense classes, just in case.
Aw, Penny, I couldn't hurt anybody. I feel guilty stabbing the little straw into my juice box. Oh, I'll get it. Oh, hey, Whit.
I'm sorry to stop by unannounced.
Oh, no problem. We're just enjoying the usual evening of nervous paranoia. Come in and join us.
Well, thanks. I was able to recover some additional photos from the camera.
Oh, that's great. Here, have a seat.
Oh. Let me just open my laptop here.
This'll be it. I just know it. We'll finally see who took these pictures.
These probably won't open in the order they were taken.
Ah! Your mail truck. At the post office.
Why would there be a picture of my mail truck? That is pretty weird.
This next one. It's a person. It's
oh, it's Whit!
It is me.
Yeah, and you were having a great hair day. And there's somebody next to you. But who is that?
It looks like their thumb is covering up that part of the photo.
Whoever it is, his arm is extended, like he's taking a selfie.
Which would give an indication that this unknown person is the owner of the camera.
And that you know him. You know Wooten's stalker.
Yes?
Greetings, Mrs. Larson. My name is Eugene Meltzner. And
Meltzner? You called earlier.
Indeed.
And I told you I don't know who you were talking about.
Correct. But I thought that perhaps if you saw the boy I referenced, maybe you'd recognize him?
You're
Buck Oliver, ma'am. Pleased to meet you.
Mrs. Larson?
I've never seen him before. I can't help you.
Oh.
We're sorry to bother you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I guess it was a dead end.
I suppose. No.
What are you doing?
I'm not leaving until I know for certain this woman is being completely honest with us.
What now? Is there someone else you want me not to recognize?
Please, Mrs. Larson, I can't help but feel some intuitive inclination that you do indeed possess information that would be monumental in aiding this young man to discover some information concerning his heritage.
What did he just say?
He asked whether you might know something after all. We'd really be grateful.
Indeed.
Fine.
Oh?
For starters, your name isn't Buck Oliver.
Familiar, Whit?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid not. I don't even recognize the shirt I'm wearing in the photo.
Yeah, you don't usually wear shirts that are so, iridescent.
Lively.
Actually, you know who that's from? It's from Connie.
Oh!
She bought me that for one of my birthdays because she didn't think I was dressed fashionably enough.
Oh, which birthday was it?
You know, I don't recall. I've had so many.
And you get better with each one.
Although, if I could figure out which birthday it was, it would at least give me a time frame as to when this person showed up.
Yeah.
I'm racking my brain, but I can't imagine who it could be.
Well, maybe you could look through your own photos.
No need. Connie says it was the birthday where the cake was messed up.
What?
I just texted her about the shirt. I thought I could get one for Wooten for his next birthday.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, she didn't remember which birthday she gave you the shiny teal shirt on, but she did remember it was the same year that you got the wrong cake.
Ah, the baby shower cake. Right. The bakery got the cakes mixed up, and when we opened the box, it said, "Congratulations on your baby girl."
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that story.
I'll go through my photos when I get home. I'm sure I have a picture of the cake, and that should tell us the year.
I didn't know your mother well. Just as much as any landlord knows her tenant.
But you met her.
She rented a property from me for about a year. Mm. I never forget a face, and you look just like her.
I do?
Spitting image. She'd come by every month with her rent check, and she'd bring you with her. You were just a toddler then.
And my dad? Did you know him?
No. I never met him. Yeah. I don't even know his name. But the last name was Bartley. Her name was Stacia Bartley.
Stacia Bartley.
She called you her Bucky Bear.
When did you last see her?
Oh, it's been 10+ years. Oh. Years before she passed away.
Passed away?
Oh, you didn't know?
I'm afraid not.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I never heard the cause. She'd already left town by then.
Is there a way to find out more information? Other relatives, perhaps?
Isn't that, what's his name? Skint fellow. A relative?
Well, presumably, though we're not sure how.
He always seems sort of weaselly to me. Mm. No offense to your kin.
None taken.
He'd phone every couple of years or so, always asking to see if something had turned up in the house your folks rented. Hmm. But I never found anything.
What was he hoping you'd find?
He just said papers. Hmm. But whatever it wasn't there.
Is there any other information? A friend in town, perhaps?
Nothing. Sorry. I've told you all I know.
I'm so sorry, Buck.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
No, you're right. It's not. But at least I know why my mother never tried to find me. Hmm. It's crazy, but I guess I kind of hoped someday she'd just show up.
It's not crazy, and I am sorry that's not going to happen, but you have
to... Can we just go home and not talk?
But it's worth discussing. I recall how grieved I was to hear of my mother's death.
Please, Eugene. I don't want to talk anymore. Please.
Very well.
Hi, Wood.
Howdy.
Hi, Wooten, Penny. Listen, I went through some of the journals last night to try to remember who the person in the photo was, and I remembered. He's right here, live and in person, on my laptop.
Hello, Wooten.
Wow, Bradford. Penny, this is Bradford. Remember me telling you about Bradford?
Of course I do. The butler who told you about Jesus. Uh-huh. We named our aloe vera plant after you, Bradford.
Sure did.
Oh, what an honor. Hello, Penelope.
Oh, he calls me Penelope.
So, Bradford, you know who took all those pictures of my life?
I took all those pictures.
Huh?
But it was before it was your life.
What do you mean?
I came through Odyssey before you moved there, on a business trip with your father. Remember he used to own a company near there?
Yeah, I remember him calling Odyssey the mole on the back of America.
Yes, he did. But I thought it was a lovely town. with wonderful people, and I couldn't help thinking that it would be a good spot for you. You weren't in a particularly good place during that time, Wooten.
Yeah, I remember.
So I stuck around a couple of extra days meeting people, taking photos, thinking if you could see it, you'd want to move there. I even ended up getting invited to Whit's birthday party. Or his congratulations on your baby girl party.
Oh, so you were the one that told me about that. I knew I heard it before.
That's right, I did.
But then you lost the photos.
Yes, I went fishing on my last day there and dropped the camera. I was devastated. I prayed all the way home, hoping I'd still be able to convince you to give Odyssey a try. But God was already on it. Do you recall what happened when I returned?
Yeah, of course I do. It was one of those hugely significant days that you don't even know is hugely significant until a long time later.
Wooten.
Oh, hi, Bradford. Welcome home. Can I talk to you about something?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. I think I need to get out of here. I need to go start over with a fresh whiteboard.
Ah, clean slate, yes. But I think you should consider...
No. Don't try to talk me out of it. I already know where I want to go.
But I believe I know the perfect place.
Well, thanks, but I need to start making decisions on my own. When Dad came home the other day, he was complaining about this little town he went through. He leaned against this gum sculpture they have there and it ruined his sport coat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hated the place. But I don't know, it sounded quirky and simple and fun. You know, I told you I could just go off to a small town someday, become a mailman, find a good church, and hang out at an ice cream shop?
I do, and I could see that happening in...
Odyssey. Odyssey's the name of the town.
Odyssey? You want to move to Odyssey?
So as you can see, I didn't need my photos after all. God led you right there, even without my help.
Why didn't you tell me that you went through all that trouble, Bradford?
What was the point? This way it was you making the decision.
That was a really hard time for me. And to think you were here in Odyssey trying to find a good place for me. A home.
I cared about you a great deal, Wooten. I still do. You know, you're like a son to me.
Yeah, I know that. It just never seemed as real as it does right now.
That is the sweetest thing ever. Wooten, he even knew which merry-go-round animal you'd like best.
He sure did.
Oh, just checking in, Buck?
Oh, hey.
I got a new magazine today. I thought you might need it.
Thanks, but I'm done with the project.
Oh, excellent.
Eugene? I kind of wanted to talk to you about our trip to Millsburg.
Oh, certainly.
I didn't like the news we heard there, but I really appreciated that you took 6 hours of your day to drive there and back, and that you didn't give up.
Well, of course I wouldn't. It was important.
You don't give up on me very easily either.
Buck, you are an important member of our family. Mm. We might not be your biological relatives, but we care about you. We love you. And if loving you means finding out more about your family, then that's what we want to do.
Yeah. I'm kind of seeing that. So, well... This is my family tree I made. What do you think?
Oh.
That's Katrina and me.
Foster mom and foster dad. And there's me.
And Mr. Whitaker. Connie, Jules.
Smaller pictures, but still important. This is okay, isn't it?
Of course. Well, I'm merely surprised.
And honored. Mm. Very honored. Thank you, Buck.
Thank you. You make me feel like... Like I belong.
Oh. As Christians, God is our leader, but He also puts people in our lives to help guide us along the way. Like we saw with both Wooten and Buck, the people who encourage, bless, and help us in our lives are a true gift from God. Psalm 68:6 says, God places the lonely in families and leads out prisoners with joy. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Out of the Picture was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Andre Stoika, Kimmy Robertson, Robbie Bruce, Audrey Wasilewski, Lee Merriweather, and Fred Tatasciore. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.